السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. My dear brother and sister in Islam. بسم الله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم ومن والاه. A hadith of the end of time. Session 49. And in here is some ahadith and also ayat in Quran about خشية الله. What is خشية? خشية is devotion and concentration. This is in English. خشية is a state of the heart. It make you vigilant. It give you this respect and fear of Allah. It make you have this humble and humility to Allah. It make you aware about every intention and every move, the maximum you can, unless shaitan steal some time from you and some thought, which it will happen. One of the sign of the end of time, khashya will be lifted. Khashya will be lifted. Similar to the barakah of knowledge will be lifted. That's why we will have a lot of knowledge, but no barakah of the knowledge, no barakah of our khashya. Let me explain it to you. And I will send you some of the most famous verses in Quran about khashya. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He said in Quran, if we reveal this Quran over mountain, the mountain will fall down from the khashya of Allah. If I'm reading this, what it will do to me? Or what I'm supposed to feel when I look to the sky, how I should feel? When I think about the qudra of Allah, the might and power and will of Allah, how I should feel? I was talking to different people in different country, and one thing in common now, a lot of people is losing it. A lot of people is losing even their own sanctity. A lot of people depressed, according to some. They're going to depression. Why? Lockdown. Why? Because the dunya is not running the ways you want it. Astaghfirullah al-Azim. Look at the difference now. Corona arise. Did I generate it? No. Did I cause it? No. What it mean? Qadar. Qadar of Allah. Destiny. Ordained. Now, whatever, where am I? They did lockdown, another lockdown, this and that. What I should do? Very simple. Alhamdulillah. Alhamdulillah, Rabbil Alameen. You remember? You remember the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? All the qadr of Allah for the mu'min is khair. The destiny and the ordained from Allah to any mu'min is good. Is goodness only for the mu'min. I'm locked down, alhamdulillah. I cannot do what I have to do, alhamdulillah. Because I'm a slave of slave and servant of Allah. Allah put me down, alhamdulillah. Allah give me, alhamdulillah. Allah take from me, alhamdulillah. Allah give me what I like, alhamdulillah. Allah take from me what I like, alhamdulillah. there is a mu'min. Because the mu'min believe in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and he believe he is a slave and servant of Allah. It's not up to me. It's not up to my desire or feeling. I can wish, I can feel. But the ordain, the destiny from Allah will take place. I like it or I don't. But the mu'min, everything Allah give or take, alhamdulillah rabbil alameen. Because he know, my Lord, my Rabb, my Allah, he give me for my benefit. Dunya and akhirah. And he take from me from my benefit, dunya and akhirah. He deny me from my benefit and akhirah. And if he increase his bounty, I use it for him. I thanking him. I show gratitude to him. All the gaming, industrial, in last 1 year, it boom. It boom over 1,000% increase. Stock market is going crazy. Because people going for gaming, for entertainment, because they cannot take their lonely time. Astaghfirullah al-Azim. And the mu'min, this time is so beautiful to thank Allah, thinking about Allah, remember Allah, remember Akhirah. Make istighfar of all my negligence and my sins and my weakness and the amount of time I waste and money not for sabilillah. The amanat, I have a lot of amanat over my shoulder. When I die, what I'm going to say to Allah? Did I fill my amana? Did I pass or fail? By the way, the mu'min is busy of too many thinking between him and Allah, duty, amanat, responsibility. And this will generate the khashya. It will show up in salah. It show up in dhikrullah. It show up in my way of thinking. It reflect over my thinking. It reflect over my thought. It reflect over my feeling. It reflect over my action. And now, every moment, every hour, I have it alone is a gift. Is a gift from Allah. I should grab it and increase my love of Allah, my fear of Allah, my respect to my Lord, Allah Jalla Jalalu. Increase my trust, my iman, my yaqeen, my devotion and my concentration. Allah save me from all the wasting time I used to spend over the mall or movie. Or a nonsense vacation just to please myself for a few hours. Allah is Hakim. He's the owner of wisdom. Everything he ordained was an ultimate wisdom. And the wisdom of Allah full of rahmah. By this way, how I can be depressed? How I can be upset or sad or lonely. The mu'min can be alone, but will never be lonely, because the mu'min, his company is Allah. Al-Wadood, Al-Wadood, the companion friend, the loving guardian friend. How I can be lonely? I can be alone, but I will never be lonely. My dear brother and sister in Islam, khashya. Khashya is a status. A status of the heart. Overwhelming your thinking and your thought. That make you vigilant about the presence of Allah. The respect of Allah. The fear of Allah. The love of Allah. The devotion to Allah. And when this happened, it become overwhelming me to the point my thought, my thinking, my love, my feeling will be a reflection of this khushu'. What happened if I don't have it? Meaning the dunya is rooted. And I'm going back and forth. Worry about the future and this business and this here and this and that. And I forget. I can be dead any moment. I make an effort in dunya. Yes, I open business. I go study. I work. But for what? For what? Look at Ali ibn Abi Talib. Ali ibn Abi Talib radiallahu anhu wa karram Allahu wajha. Ali ibn Abi Talib, the son of the uncle of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, so beloved to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, he gave him his beloved daughter Fatima, radiallahu anha. One time, he was hungry. And Fatima, radiallahu anha, she said, nothing in the house. He went looking for anything. And he passed by a Jewish man. He said, do you want to work for me? He said, what do you want? He said, to drop the bucket of water in the well and bring water from the well. He said, what is it? He said, with every bucket is one date. One date. He said, okay, I work for you. He worked. One bucket, two bucket, three bucket. I don't remember exactly, but was like six or seven, something like that, bucket. And he tell him, give me my ajr. Give me what you promise. He give him 6 days. He said, why you do not work more? Get more. He said, this is what I need for my family. He said, what about tomorrow? He said, I do not know if I'm going to live until tomorrow. And he left. Is Ali ibn Abi Talib do not know the rest of the ahadith? Ali ibn Abi Talib, the one Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, Allah give me the knowledge and the keys of the door of knowledge was Ali radiallahu anhu. Or awa kama qal, in this effect. What it meaning? Can I have knowledge more than Ali radiallahu anhu? Can I have comprehending more than Ali radiallahu anhu? Can I have more wisdom than Ali radiallahu anhu? My dear brother and sister in Islam, I promise you, read about some of the quote of Ali radiallahu anhu. Read some of the quote of Abu Darda radiallahu anhu. Read some of the quote of Abu Dharr radiallahu anhu. Read about the quote of Salman radiallahu anhu. Quote. Not a hadith of Rasulullah SAW, no. Their own personal quote. This is a people. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said of the meaning of Ashabika al-Nujum, my companion like stars. بأيهم اقتديتم اهتديتم. With whoever you try to imitate, you will gain hidayah. This is a people, male and female. We look at them as a role model. One time I look at my father and said, I wish to be like you. He screamed in my face and he stopped. Don't say that. I said, why? He said, I do not know who am I. Don't ever try to imitate somebody's living, because we do not know what kind of living and death we will receive. I said, who I imitate? He said, imitate the companion of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The one they get already, the sealed of the pleasure of Allah. Allah honor them, dunya and akhirah. He choosing them to be the companion of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. My dear brother and sister in Islam, if we think about Allah, akhirah, death, journey of soul after death, the whole dunya perspective become diminished. It become not a priority at all. And the priority, how to please Allah. How to grab every good deed for sabilillah. How to be an asset to the ummah, to the message. How I can be a supporter or a mean of any goodness. I want to be a part of the amana. I want to be a cause of spreading the amana. I want to be a supporter of any cause to elevate the deen of Allah, to alleviate the suffering of other. I'm not living for myself. You see, you're living for akhirah, you're living for yourself. You're living for yourself, you're destroying your akhirah. And you're destroying your dunya. When somebody enter the shack where Salman al-Farisi live, or Abu Dharr live, they find nothing. Very basic stuff. They said, where's your like seats and furniture? He said, I know my owner, and the owner of this place would not allow me to live for too long. I send it to where I am going. Do you know what it means? It's metaphor about all his thinking and activity for akhirah, because the owner of this dunya will not allow him to live forever. My dear brother and sister in Islam, in the end of time, one of the signs before the end of time, khashya will be lifted. Concentration and devotion will be lifted. Why? Because dunya will be rooted and akhirah will be a skeleton in our heart. If akhirah is rooted in our heart will generate the khashya. But if dunya overwhelming us, it takes the khashya away. We hear so-and-so is dead, but we don't learn from it. I'm next, and I'm not sure when. It can be tomorrow. It can be tonight. But again, if my dunya is rooted in my heart, I will keep thinking and worry about dunya, not my akhirah. And remember what Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, what he said, of the meaning of, من أحب دنيا أضر بآخرته ومن أحب آخرته أضر بدنيا فآثروا ما يبقى على ما يفنى. Whoever loves his dunya, he destroys his akhirah. And whoever loves his akhirah, he destroys his dunya. Choose what is staying of what is leaving. What is staying? Akhirah. What is leaving is dunya. This is the word of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. My dear brother and sister in Islam, may Allah make us among the people of Akhirah. May Allah make us among the people who is worried about Akhirah. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us among the people of Khashya, the people of vigilant, the people of love of Allah, respect of Allah, fear of Allah, and the people who is busy about only one goal, to spread hidayah, to spread rahmah, to be a source of rahmah, a source of hidayah, a source of goodness. And this what is staying for us, our family, our progeny, until Yawm al-Qiyamah. May Allah make us among the people of Akhirah and not make us among the people of dunya. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala Yawm al-Qiyamah, He bring dunya in a shape of an old woman. And mankind, he said, what is that? Allah allowed to talk. I am the dunya. Where is my son and daughter? Follow me. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will allow all the people who used to love dunya to follow her until she go to Jahannam. And take all the son of daughter of dunya with her. My dear brother and sister in Islam, we are the believer of Allah. We are the believer of Quran. We are the believer of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We are the believer of the promise of Allah. We are the believer of death. We are the believer of life after death. We are the believer of the grave and torture in the grave. May Allah save us. We are the believer of Yawm al-Qiyamah, the Day of Judgment. We are the believer of the final destination, either Jannah for infinity, paradise, heaven, or hellfire for infinity. My dear brother and sister in Islam, rise up. Think about what you're thinking about it. Ask yourself, is me content? Is me happy? Is me thankful to Allah? Is me respect the qadr of Allah, the taqdeer of Allah, the destiny and ordain of Allah? And is me, remember, in every moment pass by, is a wisdom from Allah to me? Is me Abdullah or the slave of dunya and myself and shaitan? Ya Allah, wallahi is a big struggle. Grab every moment and every opportunity. We do not know if we're going to get another one. And you see what's going on all over. People drop dead all over. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us live and die with the pleasure and rahmah and forgiveness of Allah Jalla Jalaluhu. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.